Juvenile offenders of all levels are costing Hillsborough County $8.3 million annually. Cities like Miami have greatly improved their juvenile justice systems in recent years, leading Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner to seek their advice on how Hillsborough might use the community as a resource to deter crime. Other commissioners wanted more time to consider who might comprise the new Juvenile Justice Task Force.
It's great we've got the conversation started. Obviously, it would have been great if we could have gotten started today to start addressing the needs of our children. But there's some other issues that other commissioners perhaps feel need to be resolved. But we're very confident that we're going to move the task force forward, and we will continue and we'll start to address the real needs of our children and our community.
Wansley Waters is the director of the Miami-Dade County Juvenile Services Department, which has reduced juvenile arrests by 41%. Between 1998 and 2007. Beckner sought her expertise on reforming the local juvenile justice system. Walter says there are ways to engage the family to prevent juveniles from becoming repeat offenders.
Well, one of the things is that we work very closely with the family. And there was great debate in the beginning of our development of the National Demonstration Project that you're not going to get the families to be involved. We found that not to be true. And the key to that was the first time a juvenile gets in trouble, you engage his family. And the history in juvenile justice was usually because of the cost, is you usually wait until a child gets arrested two or three times before you really start getting serious. And by this time, the family's hurt, they're angry, they're overtaxed, and they feel like they have no control.
She said that families are instrumental in making sure problems are dealt with after the first arrest.
We have found and documented over years with tens of thousands of families that it doesn't matter if that family is accustomed to someone getting arrested or if they've never had it happen before. They will work with you on that first arrest like they never will. And our experience as a family is either the cause of the child getting in trouble or else they need to support the behavior change and be a part of it.
According to Walter, engaging the community is one of the ways to provide services to both the juvenile and the family.
And we use every service that is available. We use university system research programs. We use programs that are funded way beyond the juvenile justice system. If it is a community-based service program in our community and that child or that family needs those services, we work to root them into where it is, and we stay with them as their advocate. If it's not working out, we get them into another program. We don't give up on these kids, and we don't give up on the families.
A member of the Hillsborough County Service Advisory Board criticized Beckner's proposed task force. Janae Murphy complained that the task force was almost entirely composed of government officials or agencies, and that a juvenile justice overhaul should include more community involvement.
My concerns today was putting together a task force that was made up of 99.9% government entities. I believe that we need to have community involved. The model that Commissioner Beckner would like us to look into from Miami-Dade Juvenile Justice Department goes to community involvement and family. That to make it work, to keep taxpayers from spending $280 a day, it's prevention. It means that there has to be a partnership with the community and with the families. So I would like to see this task force have more community involvement, us be made more aware, so that we can make sure this really does work.
The council voted unanimously to take up the issue again in the beginning of March, but Beckner says the county can't keep putting off protecting the children.
There needs to be a date and not just an endless date where we decide to hold this out here, because our children are important to this community, and there's many issues that need to be resolved. This is a very complex subject and area that we're dealing with, and why you can't just adopt something is because part of it's a structural issue that's going to involve the Board of County Commissioners. So this isn't something that you just go in and insert a program and say, okay, you know what, we've done our job. We're talking about the overhaul of the juvenile justice system as we know it today. And that takes time, and that takes efforts, and it's going to take issues with the board that we're going to have to address.
One of the faith-based community groups suggested for providing support to convicted juveniles was Pastors on Patrol. But more community groups will likely be included in the task force in the coming months. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.